John chapter 4, verses 13 through 15. Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever. But the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water gushing up into eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I will not thirst nor come here to draw." The Lord Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, "Everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again." This statement is simple, but its meaning is profound. The water here signifies the enjoyment of material things and the amusement of worldly entertainment. None of these can quench the thirst deep within man. However much he drinks of this material and worldly water, he shall thirst again. The more he drinks of these waters, the more his thirst is increased. For example, in education, people like to have higher and higher degrees. After receiving a bachelor's degree, they want a master's, and after that, a doctorate. Others may desire to accumulate $10,000 in a saving account, but after that, they want to have $100,000. And after 100,000, a million. The more you drink of the water of this earth, the more thirsty you become. Never try to quench your thirst with any kind of worldly water. Although the Samaritan woman had had 5 husbands and was living with a man who was not her husband, she still was not satisfied. Nothing could quench her thirst. Some sisters love clothing. However, no woman can be satisfied with any type of garment. After you purchase one, you will want a second and a third. If you have 10 pairs of shoes, you will want to have 15 pairs. Some women who have more than 15 pairs of shoes still are not satisfied. This kind of water will never satisfy people. There is only one water that satisfies people for eternity, Jesus Christ. Christ satisfies today, tomorrow, and for eternity. He is ever new, ever fresh. He always satisfies. So the Lord could tell the Samaritan woman that whoever drinks of the water that he gives will not thirst. For that water will become in him a spring welling up into eternal life.